News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Women in the 90s had the freedom to be hilarious, sexual and loudly opinionated. That's according to Katie Puckrick, broadcaster and writer who was at the heart of the 90s lad culture and even coined the term ladette. Good morning to you, Katie. Through the prism of nowadays and political correctness and all that has happened in the intervening time, a lot of people would say that lad culture of the 90s was actually pretty misogynistic, but you don't agree.
I don't agree. It was actually an innocent celebration. Of course, it did sour and curdle over the intervening decade or two. But to begin with, just to look at the lads themselves, that was a little bit of a little reductionist bit of masculinity, not quite toxic yet, but a way for boys to be playful and to do a little bit of working class cosplay, like, oh, I love to go down to the pub, watch the football, be loud. It was kind of unabashed being a, you know, jerky
it was,
teenager.
But you obviously Loaded magazine, Viz magazine, all that kind of lad cultural stuff. I mean, take Viz, the Fat Slags, which was a regular comic strip, and that every sort of edition, that wouldn't be printed now. And is that not okay?
Well, back, you have to look at the time that it was happening in. I think it was the get out of jail free card in the mid 90s was definitely irony. So if you could say it with a wink, wink, there were kind of audible quotation marks around things like fat slags. You know, it was like, oh, we're all in on the joke. And we're just sort of making a joke about the joke. You know, of course, nowadays people would be called on it. But specifically, when I came up with the term ladette, my idea was what's good for the gander is good for the goose. And the idea being that, okay, the teenage boys and the young men in their 20s are sort of playing at being, you know, just letting their freak flag fly, enjoying being hedonistic and being smart and being stupid at the same time. But women always were expected, I think, to kind of hold up the end of being mature, being the little mothers, like they're their boys okay, now.
Okay, so yes. You're saying the ladette was not that.
Yes.
I mean, I would agree with you because ladettes from the 90s would be a similar age to myself and that they would have been Gen X. And I think the millennial generation that followed are a little bit more sanctimonious and po-faced than not to put too fine a point on it, than that previous generation.
And I would say po-faced for a good reason, because as I mentioned before, there was a little bit of a fallout where the quotation marks and the irony dropped off the lads' joyful celebration of their version of masculinity. So there was a correction that took place in the culture.
But nonetheless, there was a freedom and a hedonism for women as well. Do you think that the brat culture of today reflects the ladette culture of the 90s?
Yeah, it does. And in fact, Charlie XCX has cited bands like Shampoo, who were a big ladette band in the mid-90s, as one of her inspirations. And that whole brat idea is like, it's characterized by that confident, independent, hedonistic attitude, you know, being a little bit messy, volatile, but, you know, just totally self-actualized, to coin an American term, you know, just being very in herself and being all she can be, and unapologetically so.
Yeah, I do wonder, is it generational corrections, you know, that Gen X were one way, the millennials are something else, Gen Z are something else again. I wonder, is it that? But look, it's an interesting thing because I think people largely just view that as a very sort of two-dimensional time, you know, Oasis and Blur and the lad culture and Britpop and all that. But actually, there was, you know, I was a young woman at that time and there was a lot of good things in the 90s for sure. Thank you for joining us this morning. That is Katie Puckrick there, American broadcaster and writer. What do you think, Shane?
Yeah, some truth to it. I think you can't go back though, can you? That ship has
sailed. I only ever go back, but I do think that, I don't know, I think a pendulum swings or something. There's something.
Yeah, it definitely does.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.